Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
And so it's that time once again where I'm going to count down my personal opinion of my top whatever albums of given year, because the world is just dying to know.
Hello there. Rockin' the Suburbs is the podcast you're listening to. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to our musical program. Thank you very much for tuning in. We are at the penultimate day of our annual January 2022 music countdown. Our listeners pick their favorite songs and albums from last year. Call us up. We count them down, and we are down to the final picks. We got two picks for you today, and you might be a little bit surprised by one of them, and I sure was when I listened back to it, so this is going to be fun. I've got a brand new, clean C60 cassette tape right here, and I'm going to pop it into the tape player. It's all rewound and ready to go, and here are the two picks for today, and we are off on our Thursday 2022 journey.
Gents, it's Bud Verge calling in from Silver Spring, Maryland. Long-time listener. First-time caller? What is this, the Larry King show again? Hey, just calling in with my songs of the year. I could be like everybody else and say Wet Leg was my favorite record of the year. But I think it's going to get picked by a billion other people, so I'm going to skip that one. I do like that Buffalo 66 song. I did squeeze it on a couple of playlists and didn't offend too many people this year. But I'm going to stick a little closer to home with my albums of the year. As a matter of fact, I'm going to stick a lot closer to home. I'm going to stay right here in Silver Spring, Maryland, and shout out two local bands that put out new CDs this year that are actually very, very good. The first will bring you back to that perfect pop sound in 1978. It's the Airport 77s. We Realize You Have a Choice. Fantastic band. If you're ever in the DMV area and they're playing, you need to go see these guys.
You said wait right here for just a minute, and a minute turned to 17 years. You said babe, I swear I won't be gone for long. Guess who's turned up back in town, singing Christmas carols on your lawn? He's got a photo with Sammy Hagar and a tattoo says Aloha. He's got a scar that runs from his elbow to his watch. Hung up on the babysitter, stepping in your kitty litter.
My other album of the year, Madman in the Rain from Dot Dash. Local guys, again, mixing that perfect jangle pop song, this time with a little bit of New Order snuck in there, and maybe some other influences as well. But they got a brand new record out as well. Great pickup. Search the internets for it. You won't be disappointed.
A senseless purpose, said she was deep. And on the surface, you can't go on, you can't go back. You gotta have a heart to have a heart attack. Colorado on a whirling tornado, ended up in Juarez, all the way from Laredo. How did I get here? How can I get back to Kansas?
Moving on to my songs of the year. My first one's an honorable mention. It's Sharon Van Etten with Mistakes. That was a favorite all summer long, only made better by a night out with the RTS guys over at the Wolf Trap on one of those typical 100-degree summer nights in Washington, D.C., where the air hangs heavy. It was a fantastic triple bill, only made better by being with the guys and having some good music and some cold beer. So Sharon Van Etten, Mistakes, is my runner-up song of the year. My song of the year is either going to cement my legend as an aging hipster, or it's going to just shoot my credibility all to crap. There was a time this summer that I actually knew all three top songs on the American Top 40. Of course, coming in at number three was Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush on a Second Life, thanks to Stranger Things. That just got way overplayed this year. Coming in at number two was Lizzo, About Damn Time, which is always a fun record when you're listening to Lizzo. She got a little played out on that first one, but there's some definite gems on the follow-up record. But my song of the year, and you can fight me on this one, and I'm going to stand on it till the day I die, As It Was by Harry Styles. I'll just let that sit there for a second. That's right. I chose Harry Styles as my song of the year. It's 3 minutes of perfect power, pure pop. All the P's that you can put into an alliteration, that's what it is. I could listen to that bridge in the middle of the song just over and over and over again. I didn't think that Harry Styles was going to be my song of the year, but there it is. Guys, thanks again for another great year. Suburbs Fest in D.C. was fantastic. We got to do it again, maybe twice. You know where to find me. I'll be there. Just put up the bat single, and I'll drive on down. Y'all have a great evening, and thanks so much. Bye, all.
What is up, Jim and Patrick and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners? This is intern Sam here with my 2022 new music pick. This was a pretty challenging one. 2022 was the host of a lot of fantastic new music, many selections showcased by our fabulous listeners, and on behalf of Jim and Patrick, thank you all for your picks. They are all fantastic. It was honestly really tough to pick one, and going back, I had to think about the album that I found myself listening to over and over again, and that would be The Weeknd's Dawn FM. That came out in January of 2022. What I like about it is it's like an apocalyptic 80s throwback record. It features Jim Carrey doing the interludes. There's even an interlude by Quincy Jones. And there is some fantastic sampling by The Weeknd. And in addition to that, just the synthesizers, the guitars, it's just all It's a great listen the entire way through. It's like you're listening to a story, and it's one that I would highly recommend listening to. It's one that I just can't get enough of. I honestly think that that The Weeknd is a musical genius, and I am honestly really excited to see what he does next. And Don FM did not disappoint. It is a fantastic record, and I highly recommend you listen to it. My favorite songs from it probably are Sacrifice and Out of Time, and I think those are the big ones. Yeah, I find myself going back to Out of Time a lot just because the sample on it is so brilliant. So yeah, that is my 2022 all-time favorite for that year. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will see you in the next one. Happy New Year.
Trauma in my life. I've been so cold to the ones who love me, baby. I look back now and I
Okay, big thanks there to Intern Sam and to Bud Virgin. Certainly want to thank Intern Sam for everything he does all year long. Keeps the website running, keeps everything in place, keeps us both sane, me and Jim. And he's just been a priceless, priceless part of our podcast. And I thank him so, so much for all his hard work and dedication to it. Well, there it was, Bud Virgin, folks. He did it. He went there. He went to Harry Styles. Did anybody see that one coming? I sure didn't. But great, great picks from Bud, too. Great to highlight the local bands, that's for sure. So let's review what we heard really quick. We heard Airport 77's, great Maryland band, doing Losers Win. From their album, We Realize You Have a Choice, and that came out on the Gem label. We also heard Dot Dash doing Tense and Nervous from their Madman and the Rain record on the Beautiful Music label. Now, if you like that and you hadn't heard the whole Dot Dash album, you can go and find on Rockin' the Suburbs a week of podcasts where we went through each track on the record with the members of Dot Dash, and that was a lot of fun. Thank them again for doing that. Bud's song of the year was As It Was by Harry Styles from Harry's House on the Erskine/Columbia imprint. And then we finished up with Out of Time from The Weeknd, Dawn FM. Interesting, Sam went for an early record that came out in January, but it had real stay in power. And that was on the Republic Universal label. Okay, folks, that's going to be a wrap. We're down to Jim and Patrick for 2022 picks. I've scoured the studio, the Suburbs Pod HQ, high and wide, and I couldn't find any that I left out. So if I did somehow miss it, please let me know, and we'll make sure to correct that. But I think we got everything that was in the Suburban Party line. I think we got everything that was in the Rock at Suburbs Pod email box, and didn't hear anyone with their head out the window yelling. So I think we got it all covered. And with that, on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to say thanks for listening, and we will talk to you guys to wrap up our 2022 best ofs tomorrow.
What is this, the Larry King show again?